Let's see. I have no intro music today, and I didn't announce my number. Who cares? I don't remember what show it is now. I'm lost. I've lost track, and I've made so many mistakes that I don't care anymore where what show I am on. But today I have my special guest, my Bitchy Power guest. Michael is here. This is to Pete for Peter and Pinoy Boy. Michael is here, and I think she's agreed to come to. I may have sounded like a bit stopped up. Do I sound like I have a cold or something?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I did have a cold last week, and this is the first time recording since I come back from Washington. Since I didn't do a recording last, well, I did a recording last week, but it was recorded like 6 months ago.
Oh wow!
I did a show. What? Why are you touching my face?
Oh,
you? Do you want the fat sucking paper? No, it's coil.
Oh.
It's coil oil absorbing sheets. Do you want one?
Yes. I didn't know they have this kind of product in America.
Oh yeah, they do.
I thought this is only Asian, like an Asian thing.
I know. It's not.
Hey, I can see my fingerprint too.
Yeah, it's anything oil, so put it on your waist.
We need a million of sheets.
We need like toilet paper wrap around the body. Oh my gosh, I just know that this show is just gonna be crap. Mm-hmm. No, I mean it's gonna be fun, but it's gonna be no content.
No content. Maybe I should wear the earplug.
What, you can hear me? Yeah, put it on.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I think my...
No, it goes transparent. If it's oil, see? If it's oil, it goes transparent. Oh, that was sweat.
Actually,
it's not oil.
Oh
my gosh, there's bug.
No, it's a rubber band.
But anyway, we're wiping our face.
Okay, but you
we should take a picture too.
You have to keep talking though.
Yeah, we have. No, it's okay. I'm gonna take a picture of us here. We're in front of Java Junction. Okay. Oh gosh, let me fix my hair first before we snap a picture.
I didn't know your computer can take pictures.
Yes, it can. Okay, I'm gonna click. Okay, be careful. Ready, be thin. Okay, I'll post all the pictures that we took. Okay, here's another one. Be thin.
Where's the camera?
See, I suck in my neck.
Where's the camera?
Here.
Oh, I thought it's a microphone.
Smile. Okay, this is my, this is my tea. I'm gonna move my tea away. So you guys are gonna get to see the pictures online. I'm gonna post it on Flickr. Okay, I'm gonna take lots of pictures. And we're sucking our face. Okay, we're sucking our face in front of Latte Land, not Java Junction. Java Junction was a mistake. Okay, I'm gonna put a bunch of our pictures online. That was cute. Okay, I'm gonna suck my nose though. Okay, so anyway, oh no. Anyway, Michael's gonna go to Pot Camp Midwest with me. Look at my mouth. And
so what would you make like a bit too
much? Oh, why is that bug, the cicada, screaming? It's only July. They're supposed to come out in like September or August. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry, listeners. This is what we do. Every once in a while, we may have felt like crap in each other's daily crap lives. But when we see each other, we just laugh until our stomach just collapses.
Because you say stuff and it's like, you know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't! Like, look at your face, I know you don't know what I'm talking about. I like your ring.
Oh, thank you.
Right, show the picture. Okay, we'll take a picture of the ring. Up here closer. Ooh, shiny. Oh, don't move! It's not focusing. Okay, there you go.
Can you do that again, please? My face should be happier. Hey, guide me.
What? Your eyes looking at me. Anyway, this is not going to be... Should I make... No, it's fucking too much work.
No. I thought you were introducing
them. Introducing who? Like, you?
Are you done?
Yeah, so, I don't care anymore. Okay. I really don't care. So I had a... I don't know. So Mike is going to go with me to PodCamp. And by the time you listen to this, this is going to be on Monday, eh? So when you listen to this, this Friday, or Thursday or Friday, possibly, I'll get to see Pinoy Boy and Oh My Pot. I mean, Pinoy Boy and Peter from OhMyPot.net. What are you doing?
Oh my gosh, this is so clear!
Oh, look at me.
Which
means, oh, you know what? Did you put powder on your face?
Yeah, I did.
See that?
See-through.
Yeah, it will become see-through when you when there's oil. So you put powder on your face, it's not as oily though. I don't have anything on my face. So it's just
Pinoy Boy? What did you say?
Pinoy Boy.
What is Pinoy Boy?
You know Pinoy as in Filipino?
Oh.
Yeah, Pinoy Boy. And Peter will come to Kansas City to see me. Plus,
from
not
Philippines?
Just them. But they are the two that know who you are. And they really want to meet you. So we'll get to meet them. Hopefully either you're listening to this on Monday or Tuesday or whenever you're traveling, you might be listening to this Pinoy Boy or Peter. But also Brad from 773 Podcast also are coming to Kansas City to attend the PodCamp. Plus, my fidgety face. Plus, he will be making... Oh my gosh, he made this really cool t-shirt. Let me show it to you. I'm going to show you the t-shirt though. Okay, so you get to see all our pictures on Flickr. I'm just taking a bunch from my... what is this? Who is this? There are some talented people recording on this side. The Diva de la... What, is it? What the hell is this? Loving phrase. I said I'm reading a comment that I just got. There's because there's Wi-Fi here at the Java Junction.
Java Junction.
There are some really talented people recording on this site. Diva Delight is one that I like. Wide range of material and vocal ability. There are others as well. Recording is brutal, and there's that lovely freezing problem as well. But it is, I can't read very well when it's all caps.
Yeah.
But thank you though. Thank you, John, for leaving me the message on the Sing Shop, whatever, the post. I just spit on my screen. But it is great fun and talking to folks around the world is pretty cool also. Not that on the song. Thank you. So I recorded a song on there, that's why. Anyway, what am I doing? What was I going to do? What was I going to do?
What?
I was going to show you something. Oh,
yeah,
the t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Brad's, he made this t-shirt for us. I'll post it on my website too, probably. So, and you can buy it too, apparently. If you're interested in buying... Oh, why is the net slow? If you're interested in buying...
Java Junction wireless is kind of slow, isn't it?
Well, it's okay. It's better than nothing.
Hey, that's cute.
But look. Look what it says on there. It says, there's a t-shirt that says... Got PPB&J, and that PP stands for Peter and Pinoy Boy from OhMyPod.net, and B stands for Brad, that's PPB&J.
Hey.
B stands for Brad from 773 Podcast, and J for John from OnlinePodcast.com. So if you want to buy, and that's for PodCamp Midwest July 20th and the 21st, you can
this
go to 2007.
Fun.
I mean, you can go to 2007. You can join us still if you can get a last minute ticket or whatever.
Hey,
or
I click the model thing.
Oh, the model's hot.
That.
So, he's hot. And
who's the guy?
Who?
Who's the guy?
I don't know, he's a model.
Oh, he's just a real model.
Yes.
Oh.
But anyway, so he's getting this t-shirt for us, and I think he's selling it too. So if you want to buy it, you can go to 773podcast.com or listen to more details when he himself is in town, Brad himself is in town. And yeah, there you go. So anyway, I'll be posting all of our pictures online. You can... why are you busybody looking at people? So I'm taking more pictures.
Can you please tell me whenever you click?
Click. No, it counts down. It counts down. Look at your face. Anyway, so we're taking pictures here. We're sitting in front of Latte Land, aka Java Junction. Okay, we have to explain why Java Junction. Why is it so funny?
Why?
What happened to the gas station?
Oh, I have like all time off switch on or off. That
my your switch is always off. Let me tell you. She just hit me.
That was really funny at the gas station.
Okay, so okay, she was complaining. No, she wanted coffee, and then she's complaining
after
that her coffee is too bitter now.
Yeah, this is really bitter. But yeah, it was like after the gas station, and I said, should I get the coffee now? Fast, quick. Thank you for fixing my hair.
Fast stop. Fast, not fat.
And then, what did you say? And he's like, I think it's not funny if you don't know. I just realized.
Yeah, that's why you have to set it up. Okay, so
you
when we were in 10 years ago.
I'm away from like a radio casting for a little while. You have to invite me more often. I can be more talkative.
wait. Okay, don't. This is like many years ago. How many years ago? 1996. 11
what?
Years ago.
No, 1997. Yeah, I met you. Seven.
Yeah, but 1996. You know, it's for
I
me.
I came in 1996.
So, but over 10 years ago, that was my email.
Can you delete the ugly face?
No.
Please.
No. Okay, come on. So 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. No, countdown. More than 10 years ago, we would go to...
I look good for that.
You do look good. 10 years ago, when we were in Warrensburg studying at CMSU, there was this coffee shop called Java Junction.
In the downtown.
That was like the only one, I think, the only popular one.
Only non-smoking area.
Oh, the only non-smoking
area. Only non-smoking area.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. See, it fits me. And, there's a hot guy called Pete, and then his brother, his brother's hot too.
Yeah, his brother just
what's his
like...
face? What's his name? What's his name? Hot?
Art. Pop.
Odd?
Art.
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 Like, as in what? Arthur?
Like Arthur, yeah.
Art, okay. So...
Oh, maybe his name is Arthur. Maybe they call him like short name is Art. I thought his name is A-R-T.
Maybe
like
it could
art.
Be, I don't know.
But and it's Art.
Is his brother's name Brush? Paint?
No, his name is Bucket.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding. Art.
Bucket. What Bucket?
Art. He's really like solid, nice, good-looking guy.
He's like
he's
thick.
Very,
he's solid, cute. Thick body. I like
yeah.
it. Okay, anyway. But
super,
Pete is skinny.
Super,
Pete is skinny.
Art
tall,
is super
skinny.
Christian and very, very picky about girls.
Super Christian?
Super Christian and then
Does it mean he hates gay people?
I never bring down the deep conversation like that, but he...
I should. It's like, hey, Art, you are so religious, you're so Christian, do you hate gay people?
I don't think every Christian people, you know, hate
That's
gay.
True, I'm Christian too.
I'm Christian too, remember? But you're my bitchiness power rechargeable sister.
Right. Oh, I want to say hi to Claire. I don't know if Claire's listening.
Are you jumping in the conversation?
No,
you,
I'll come back.
Okay,
I'll come back.
Okay.
This is my
okay.
podcast, so...
Okay.
Bitch. So anyway, I want to say hi to Claire because Claire is from Swansea. Oops, did I just say it out loud? No, Claire is from Swan Lake. Well, what? There's so many Claires.
You said Swansea?
No, never mind. Don't repeat it. I don't want to say it. I was telling her that I'll be meeting my fag hag, and then she said, "I thought I'm your fag hag." She said. I said, no, I can have multiple fat hacks. But anyway, let's move on. I just want to say hi to Claire. Say hi to Claire.
Hi.
Okay, so Michael and I get along very well and in a very bitchy way. So we have to recharge each other's bitchy power.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I've been emotionally sort of drained, you know, mostly due to my own fault. And anyways, let's skip. What, bug? Anyway, I'm not going to take any more pictures.
Hey, take more. I like it.
No, it's getting dark.
Because it looks good.
No, it's getting dark.
You look good.
No, a fat face.
Gosh, I look like my cousin.
I look like my mom. I do. It's not a bad thing.
Do I look like Hawaiian?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my brother. Did I tell you the story?
No, go ahead and tell it.
Oh my gosh. Like,
do you mind telling it to the whole world?
It's okay, because
Well, that's only like 300
people. Yeah. Well, you know...
Actually, sometimes 400, 450 sometimes. But you know, the number goes up and down. I was telling Archer, sorry, I sidetracked again. I was telling Archer about how many listeners I have. I have probably about 300 to 400.
That's neat. Okay, let me tell you. Okay. When we, my brother is very funny, right?
Right. And I like him.
Yeah, he's really funny. I shouldn't say what it is his occupation, right? But it's sort of funny. It's okay, but I'm not going to be specific.
Right.
He's our art teacher in high school.
Yes.
Anyway, so he's art teacher, but he's very like, you know, muscle, like big guy for, you know, can I say he's like from Japan, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Japanese guy.
Why not?
Okay, anyway, he's...
Like your brother is from Africa. And we have pictures up.
Anyway, so he's always mean to me and then like make fun of me.
Yeah. By the way, talking about Japanese, I'm having... Oh, maybe I should take another picture.
Itoen.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, continue with this.
Anyway, so like when we went to Hawaii before I came back for the master's degree and stuff too, at the airport, he was like, just keep giggling, right?
Yeah, go on, talk.
Oh.
You don't have to stop. I'm taking pictures.
Well, keep giggling because I'm like, what's so funny? He's like, he was keep laughing, right? Anyway, and then ended up being, he's like, you know, in Hawaii, there's so many like a dark, like a skin, you know, like a islander, like a local, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, laughing like really annoying way laugh. And he pointed at so many Michael around. And I look at just like kind of little chunky local Hawaiian locals.
Chunky.
They're really chunky then. You know what I mean? Hawaii people. They're like kind of a little, you know, islander.
Different build, yeah.
He is supposed to be like a little heavier to look sexy, bit, whatever. Yeah, little... He goes, so many Michael everywhere. Oh my gosh. He said, I am a local. And then I look at his wife and I said, he's mean. Do you think I look local? And she's like, you do. Sorry, Michael, you do. I'm like, thanks. So, I look like, Hawaiian. Man.
You do.
I think so, too. Yes.
Yeah, you kind of do, actually.
Yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah. All right. Do I look Korean? On.
Yes, you do. You remember my mom?
Yeah.
She likes, what is his name?
I don't know.
What is it? Winter of Sonata. What is his name?
I don't know his name.
Yong.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Anyway, your armpit smells good.
My armpit smells good. It's not my armpit.
What is this?
The smell?
You that's your deodorant. No, armpit.
She just smelled my armpit. Don't touch my head when I'm laughing.
It smells good. It smells good though. Oh my gosh, my arm's so fat. You have to Photoshop it.
No, I'm not gonna Photoshop it. I don't have time, come on.
Oh, okay. How about I'm gonna pinch it like. Do you have a clip?
I have a knife. You can slice it off.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, So this is wild. You have to be on my show. It makes it so much easier to do a show, especially when I'm feeling like I don't. There's stuff that I don't feel like talking.
So you said you were kind of facing emotional times.
Yeah.
A little while. Is that because of your weight or something?
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
It's related.
Like, about your job? Or what?
But it's no. There's more things, and there are things I don't want to go into.
How long have you been having this career?
Career? What career?
Of whatever you do.
10 years.
Oh,
9 years.
Wow, that's super career.
Not super, what do you say? Mega.
Mega career. That's mega career.
We're repeating all our conversations right now.
Mega.
But okay, so why am I feeling emotional? It's a combination of many things. It's a combination of many things. I think I think too much. You know, I think too much.
I know exactly how you feel. Me too. That's why we get along so well.
I sometimes make up fake things in my head. Like I get, you know sometimes how when somebody is not talking to you all of a sudden and you feel like you may have done something wrong. Do you feel that?
I always have the problem.
So
I always do.
So that's what I've been that's what I've been doing, and I've been doing that too much. That it's making me unhappy, and I don't want to do it anymore.
So let me straighten up. Mean like, so somebody stopped talking to you.
Yeah.
Like if you used to be friends with that person.
No, yeah. It's and the thing is, it's not that. It's just you know, not. it's just not, we used to see each other daily, and then I don't now, and so, because, you know, anyway, I don't know if I, because it might involve other, but I don't want to talk about it, because it involves other person.
And you know what, I just had a very similar experience about it, like, you know, I always think about that too, like, right. It's really funny, I just talked to one of my really good friend, I was going to talk to you too. Once I moved to new area where we are right now, you know, I mean, I'm married or whatever, something like that, right? It's okay to say. But anyway, I just started thinking about my past so much, like what I have done, and I kind of regret sort of thinking I should have go back to the past, and it's maybe I had to apologize to the person. I tried to fix it. I would keep thinking, gosh, how can I, you know, see the person again to fix it, the problem at the time. But I did too much and make it really awkward. And I thought, like, am I dying soon? Because when people sort of think about the soul, many things, I really thought so. I really thought so. I thought I was going to meet, oh my gosh, maybe I'm gonna die
we're
soon.
We're so not going to make it to the gym tonight. We're going to the gym.
But anyway, so that I was thinking. And then, but the, one of my friends said, no, because maybe you are facing through your transition time,
yes,
again.
That's what I
so
think
you,
too.
Instead of you regret something you did it before, you can't change it, why don't you accept it with the fact it happened and then just move on and make it better? I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But you know what? I'm very friendly and I have so many friends too. I thought a friend like this,
yeah.
I don't know how to say, just friend.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I was so scared to make enemies, right? I tried to be nice to everybody. Everybody, yeah. I thought everybody had to be, you know, favorite of
me too.
Myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? After I met my husband, he made me realize it's not gonna happen like this, because everybody not gonna like me no matter what, whatever, how hard I try. And then it just needs to happen. Like recently, once I moved out, my old, you know, younger student or whatever, they're like, hey, you know, I miss you. I don't know, you know, without you in Warrensburg, it's like a dead or something like that. Very nice comment on that, like, keep in touch in the, you know, email, whatever, like web thing, whatever. And it made me feel so warm, like, oh, great. I helped so many students so that they know what I did. Instead of me, I didn't have to.
Being appreciated.
Exactly. I didn't have to say, hey, I did this much, but I didn't have to do it. They know what I did. Only one really mean comment that happened. The person I used to, maybe I should say because everybody listened, but you know what? I kind of wanted the person to realize. Okay. She said,
don't make me edit, I'll kill you. Don't make me edit, I'll
kill
you.
No. Well, the person misunderstood. Okay, when I had some kind of surprise party or something like that, younger student happened, opened up for me. I didn't know who was coming or joined or whatever. I said, I want to have dinner with everybody, gather everybody. So I just let the person take it, right? Okay, the person, whoever contact, you know me, or whatever, showed up. That wasn't fun. So I said thank to, you know, website. I said, thank you for coming. It was great to see you guys, whatever. So then I'm coming back to the comment again. Somebody said, how come you didn't invite me? I guess that's it. Goodbye. You know what? I tried so hard to keep in touch with the person too. I told the person I'm leaving soon. The person didn't contact me. And then, you know, I was busy moving and stuff too. And my younger student had a party for me. How am I going to do? If the younger student knew who I'm talking to often and stuff, of course, the person get invited. So I felt like, okay, this is it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no matter what you do.
Exactly. Make me feel like, am I a bad person? You know?
Yeah. Well, I want to clarify my situation. The person has his own stuff to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm doing is I feel like I have been too obsessive about worrying about things. All the person needs is a little time to deal with his own issues.
Yeah.
And so I feel bad for doing that, but so now I just decided that no, I shouldn't, and so fine, I'm gonna go away.
Uh-huh.
If you're writing to me who that person is. go ahead, write. So
too oily, I can't write home.
Right. Try to. Okay, I'm gonna turn off my camera now. But anyway, it's a different situation. But what I'm feeling.
Are you on the recording?
Yes, still.
You can keep. Go ahead talking.
And who do you think I think it is? Oh, is it a, yeah, I know, but she's asking me to guess who the person, I know the person, huh, what, don't, okay, do it after the show, okay, so that I can, then I'll have time to think about it, but anyway, so I just want to say,
mm-hmm. Go ahead, talking.
I just want to say,
sweet.
Yeah, but I think my situation and your situation is different, and plus it's a whole mixed up emotion. I don't know if I talked to you about this yet. My sister was in the hospital for about 10 weeks.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
is she okay?
And well, she's doing better, and she will.
Mean doing better means
she's
in the hospital.
She's home. She's. And she's okay. It's kind of it's a weird thing. Well, she pretty much lost all of her control. She couldn't move for 10 weeks, and she's gaining her movement back a little. But I haven't been talking. What? No. It's kind of complex. I don't even know what it is. So I don't want to go into too much detail because it's out in the public. But what I'm trying to say is there's just a whole bunch of emotional. Roller coaster rides for me, yeah. That I felt like crap. I still kind
of
still do feel like crap, but I guess I just have to learn to deal with it myself.
Crap mean you can't be there, kind of crap.
There's a bunch of them. One of them is I can't be there, and
you worry about parents.
Yeah, no, I worry about my parents taking
and
care of. I worry about her
nieces and
yeah, and all kinds of stuff, and then the. Of course, you know, some of you know about this. A close friend of mine came and visit here in Kansas City, and then it's that the person that I took here to Latte Land. Remember? It was we get to know each other. We become very close online, just chatting, because I've never met him in person, and then I met him in person and it was really fun, and then there a lot of other stuff too, but it's just that at the same time is when he was, you know, he's, you know, we get to see each other for 2 weekends and then he's gone, and I you know felt really bad that he's leaving, right? And I hate parting anyway.
Yeah.
So there was that, and then there's a bunch of stuff just kind of pile on top of each other, and I just felt very emotional. And so I wrote about it all online, so people were very concerned about me because they thought that I'm cuckoo, I'm going crazy. But no, that's how I sometimes think, and that's how I sometimes deal with my emotional state, is by writing about it or talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And typically when I feel that crappy, I don't feel like doing an audio recording. So what I'll do is I just think, and when I think about something, I'll just write it, and then that makes things a little bit clearer. I have to say I'm a little better. It comes and go, and I'm still struggling with it. But you know, I'm not going to dwell on it too much. I have to let go. You know, I beat myself up too much. You probably know this about me too. Is I try to make things good for everyone, sometimes by causing harm, because I do too much, and I also think too much. You know, it's like somebody is. Like on vacation for a week, I think that they hate me. you know, some things, stupid things like that. And
I know how you feel.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we, you know, we're very sensitive, right?
Yeah, I'm so sensitive too. And the people don't think because they think I'm chubby. Chubby people don't have stupid.
Because they think that under our skin is a layer of fat.
Yeah, but I am, and I've been tall, and then look bigger and stronger.
And you've always outgoing, just like me.
Exactly.
I'm outgoing, and oh, he's cute. Oops, I said that out loud.
But they don't think I have a heart, like, or sensitive. Like, oh, Michael not gonna care. But you know what? Maybe my face is not crying, but inside, I don't know how many times, and then, you know,
Do you want to tell people about when you caught me crying, how that happened?
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Oh, was that a long time ago? 1998?
Yeah, 1998.
You want me to tell people?
Yeah.
What was that?
I forgot. I mean, you remember the computer lab I was
called? Yeah. That was a midnight shift. You were at the computer lab.
I wasn't working, right?
You were working. You were working the night. Also,
but how could I go out and cry?
Well, because you cried. Anyway, at the night, nobody there. So
maybe I thought I wasn't working.
No, you were working. I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that. That day was not when I made a sushi for you.
No, that was my birthday.
Yeah, and then that day was not. You peeled orange to me.
No.
I just want to say that.
We have all those pictures. I don't know. I'm too lazy to scan it.
Where's that at?
I have the pictures.
Okay.
But anyway, so okay. Go tell people.
Anyway, the day I think you've been talking. You've been talking random guy.
Yes. This is like right after I came out, yeah. And then I was just...
Yeah, and a first love kind of thing.
Well, not really love. It was like but crush, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, or it's really, it's not too much about him. It's more about me. Because
yeah,
I feel good because somebody's paying attention to me.
Yeah.
My whole life, because I was not out, I'm not interested in girls, and I'm not opening up to people or guys liking me. So
yeah.
I've never had any attention before. So
yeah.
Go on.
And then I think
what is that about?
Yeah. You told me that you've been talking to one of the guys too. And then I'm like, okay, I'm excited. I think the guy was much older than you as well.
I think, yeah.
And then,
I have never seen him. I don't even know what he looks like.
I never liked it anyway. With the way he was, you know, kind of like questionable.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I can see it. Like,
yeah, he was far away.
He was sort of just playing, right?
He was playing,
just kind of flirting,
and
I was enjoying the flirting, and I was taking it too far.
Exactly.
But don't have to go into the detail, but tell people what you found me.
Then the day you broke down.
How was that? Did I cry in the lab?
You came. You went. You were so like.
I was very down.
You were down. You kind of lost your color, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be very deep depressed. But you know, only I knew you beforehand was always smiling, happy, doing something. You know,
that's a face that
everybody
sees.
See, and then like you know, everybody like you and like you know, no problem, like Mr. You know, who had everything.
Sunshine, and
exactly,
everything. Perfect,
sunshine,
yeah.
Smile. Yeah. Then the night I was like, once you know, you were talking to me about the guy, and then you just started just crying, just sobbing, and oh, I don't have to do that much.
But it's good for the audio.
like that. I was like, oh.
Were you scared?
No, I wasn't scared. I was.
Was
like,
it the first time you see me cry?
Yeah,
though?
I was kind of happy that you completely trusted me.
Yeah.
Like it was obvious, you know. And
yes.
Then also, I was worried about it, and I wanted to stab the guy too. I mean, it's you're my friend, of course, and
right.
You know, I don't want anybody to hurt my friend.
Yeah.
You know, once I think the friend is my friend, oh, it's forever.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people don't think that way. It makes me think like, you know.
Right.
But anyway. So
she just gave the finger.
Yeah. But anyway, the day I thought you're not just perfect, you know, just like
right. I'm just like
you're
everyone
sensitive.
Else.
You're so sensitive, you know. So.
And
I liked you more.
Good.
Oh, your armpits still smell good.
She's sniffing my armpits while telling all the serious stories.
This is good show.
Why didn't you drink?
I am drinking, sipping. This is great show. We are not going to make gym today.
Are we skipping gym?
Because it's 9 o'clock, darling.
Oh, that's right. Maybe just... Oh, fuck. It's all your fault.
Your fault. Why don't we go tomorrow?
No, I can't. I work tomorrow.
What time?
I have a recording in the morning and then I work at night.
At night?
In the evening, yeah, 6 to 10.
Like a...
So, never mind. I'll just go myself.
Huh?
Maybe later tonight or something.
Ah, what?
Yeah, after I drop you home.
I want to go too.
That's okay. Okay, talk is more important, okay?
Yeah.
Because
we are... I love that. I love my face over there.
That one. I love this one.
This is really good. Did you send it to me, both?
Not yet.
I want to know everything what we got today.
Oh, why is it so small?
Ooh, this is such a good...
I was skinny in that
you
picture.
You are so...
Your hair is horrible, but...
You know, do you know who... I'm looking for the makeup artist who can put makeup on my face.
What do you
I
mean?
Think
for
my,
what?
My eyebrow to... I want to change my eyebrow.
Go to MAC.
Oh.
Have to make
will
you over.
Will you come with me when you go?
Go where?
MAC store.
Yes.
Oh, hey, you know what? Okay, so let's finish the good story.
Yes.
I don't want to jump it in. Okay, let's wrap it up the good
wrap
story.
It up, yeah.
Yeah, for that.
We're almost done too.
Yeah.
But okay, so for those of you who are concerned about my emotional state, don't worry about me. I appreciate I appreciate all the
was
concern
it like
and
a,
email.
Was it really comment? Was really directly asking the? You said you they thought maybe you were like a lunatic.
Oh no! I mean, people are very concerned about me, but I was assuring people that it's not a big problem. I call it my emotional graffiti, you know, like graffiti on the wall. It's my emotional graffiti, and that's what I use my blog for. And it's sort of it's nice for it to be out there. I don't know, for some weird reason. And so don't worry about me. I am totally fine. I have Bruce, and I have friends that I can talk to. I have a bitchy power charger there. So I'm learning. I think I'm learning to become more publicly emotional to people more.
You know
more.
What? I think you told me when far before you came out as a happy person.
You, that she means gay.
Yeah, you told me that.
Happy person.
Happy people. You told me that.
They're gonna love it.
Yeah, happy people. You told me that.
Oh, Okama.
Okama. You couldn't come out even though you know that you were interested in girl at the time. Remember that? You told me. Yes, you did. And
what?
Then
you
already had interested in, you had a crush on to
girl?
Boy.
Oh yeah, you said the wrong.
Sorry.
You said girl.
Oops.
Like that's why I got confused.
To boy.
Uh-huh.
But at the time you didn't want to accept yourself because like you didn't want to be different, you know? You know,
yeah.
You had no way. I think the kind of thing what's who you are. You always maybe try to hide inside you. I'm fine. Everything okay.
Yeah, I'm right now, even right now, I have.
And then you try to, just you and me and you real so much. Like, that's what we get along. You analyze every process.
I do.
You overthink. But you know what? More you think yourself, only what you can do is just make it to like a negative thought. Like,
yes.
I do that. I'm so happy and I always, you know, people think I'm so positive, like bright aura.
When it becomes us, everything is bad.
Myself,
like I've done something
exactly,
wrong.
Exactly. Everything. I'm like
they
downfall.
Don't like me anymore. Blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm just like that. And then once I'm deep down, it takes me a little while. But my solution is always talking to my close friend that I figured out.
What if it's your close friend?
I know. Well, it happened to me.
Then you have to
trust me.
Right.
Trust
somebody
me.
That you talk to
oh,
all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
I don't know how many times I got betrayed for this.
You got what?
Betrayed by.
What is that? Oh, betrayed.
Betrayed
okay.
By closer people. Somebody stole my guy. Somebody just totally spread my secret story. You know, girls do more than that than boys.
Yes.
Okay, so
is it true?
At the time,
not necessarily.
Exactly. Well, but at the time, I thought, you know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I created though. Maybe I saw.
That's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, but you know what? Again, this is kind of my husband. Think my husband. He made me realize it's not me. He is the way he handles stuff. Kind of wake me up a little bit more. I was already know that how to have process and stuff too. But it's them. Their problem. And I realized I cannot make everybody happy because I am who I am, and I'm my handful. I got to deal with myself, but
yeah.
I still struggle to be honest. Like,
yeah.
At the side, I'm like, yeah. oh my gosh, you know. But I just cannot do it anymore. So I'm like, you know what? Let it go. It's
yeah.
Hard. I still, if I let it go, I'm kind of looking still.
I think in the future, I may be. I want to, you know, when it comes to a point where it's okay, I don't know. When the right time comes, I'll talk more about it. But
you know what? I think the putting your word on the writing is the perfect thing too. You know, I'm no counselor or anything.
Kind of like diary writing.
Yeah, diary thing. It will, because like our personality, we try to
analyze yeah.
everything, right? And we try to find the answer. Yeah, this is the answer. But you know what? Emotion, feeling is not math. So we don't have formula.
That's so true.
Yeah. So we, but still, we try to.
We try to fix it.
Yeah,
right?
Trying to fix it. Trying to find out.
Look
theory.
At my blog. Look at my blog. You can see every single. Most of the time when I write things. Okay, I figured this out.
Yeah. No.
I need to fix it.
Exactly.
And then a week later, I feel the same thing.
Exactly. It's never fixable. You know. So you just have to. You know, it's the hardest one, and I even cannot do it. To either let it go.
But I can't just let it go.
I can't either. I want to fix it, right?
Yes, and it's bothering me, and the fact that it's bothering me is bothering me.
Exactly.
Because I'm spending too much time on this fucking crap. I just want to wipe it off, you know?
Thank you, that exactly. You know what? My mother told me that. She's really a wonderful mother. She said, if you cannot find a solution, or her metaphor was, if you notice the garbage, it will stink.
The garbage?
The garbage, trash.
Trash
can,
is really stink.
The stink?
Yeah.
Instead of taking the trash out, put the lid on it. So you're not
temporarily don't deal about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just put the lid on it. Because eventually you go back and take the trash out anyway, right? But, you know, at the moment, it so stinks so bad. You can't do anything about it. You don't want to touch it. You don't want to mess with it. Just put a lid on it.
Okay, so I guess I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what your mom is saying.
Yeah, so that's my mother.
Right now, I'm putting the lid on.
Yeah, just put
the
lid on it.
I just want to... I don't know how to deal with it. And I think... I still think that most 99% of this issue comes from me, myself.
But you know what? Also... While you were like, this thing is bugging you so much, right? And I guarantee whoever the person, he, she, whoever it is, or cat, dog, whatever it is, yeah, the person also has the same nagging feeling as much as you have, you know, different
way. I doubt it. Well, he has
different way though.
He probably has his own thing, but
you never know, you know him.
How can you? I don't know him yet.
Exactly. But it's hard. But you want to see it that it make you feel better if you know that the person also thinking this much, make you feel better. But you don't know the fact. It's driving you crazy as well.
Say that again. That you're making a point there.
Yeah.
You're saying that I would feel better
If you can clearly see the person, whoever had problem, also having the same, this nagging feeling as much as you do.
About me?
I mean, about whatever going on.
Yeah, the thing is that, you know, it's too complicated.
Maybe it bothers you more because you just analyze yourself that, oh, the person just move on.
Well,
I
do understand,
you know,
that
what
this
I mean?
Person has his own thing to deal with.
Yeah. Once I hear... with name and more than
I'll tell you, I mean, not analyze.
I can maybe.
So you guys
still
get to listen to this because I still have a private life, and so the conversation with Michael will continue after this recording is done. So if you'd like to hear more about this,
No, you don't. Me too.
We gotta pack up. Well, here we can move inside.
Let's go move.
We'll move inside. We'll talk about.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the real thing.
Do you know why we get mosquito bites?
Because we're Asian. Do you know why? Because we're hairless.
Oh, because we are chubby.
Why do you have your mascara? Your eyelashes from the top and the bottom stuck together. Okay, why do you think? Oh, because we're chubby. Why?
Yeah, I think so. Chubby skin smells good. Chubby smells good. No, it's the opposite.
No, it's like it smells like food. I don't know. I thought you said I'm not chubby anymore.
You're not chubby, me.
But you said I'm chubby.
Thanks
but
for
I
listening.
Got.
I will see you.
I got attacked by bugs everywhere.
I will see you at the next podcast.
Who? Pinoy Boy and Peter. Pinoy Boy and Peter.
Peter.
And Pinoy Boy.
Pinoy Boy.
And also Brad.
Brad gonna be on the.
Here in Kansas City.
And then for the chat.
We're gonna have so much fun.
I'm excited to meet them. Take a picture and stuff. So, thanks for listening. Thanks for having me tonight.
Yeah, because she's busy, but she wants to know what's really
yeah,
behind
exactly.
the deal.
So
thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a great night.
Or day, whenever you're listening to this. No, my website is, if you want to leave comment, onlinepodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And I just want to assure people that don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I'm going to put a lid on
it. Oh, you know what? You're in front of me. You're okay.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, totally
We've got our bitch power recharged.
Yeah, that's great. So... We're at lovely Java Junction.
Yes, Java Junction crap.
So we are moving inside.
So we're moving inside because we're being attacked by bugs. Okay, so anyway, my website, onlinepodcast.com, if you want to leave comments there, if you want to leave me a voice comment, you can call 206-888-JOHN, or you can leave the My Ching Chong message on the website too. Or just send me an email online at gmail.com. And I will see you, Peter. I will see you, Benoit Boy. And I'll see you, Brett, here in Kansas City. If anybody else.
My God,
okay. I'm not going to. You know, from today on, screw all my intro and outro. I'm just going to do the recording as I wish. And I don't care if you like it or not. Well, I know you won't mind. I just got tired of like having to think about the intro and the outro. Every day is going to be raw from now on. So yeah, like it or suck it.
I'm sure they will suck it. They're your fan anyway.
Well, I don't think that they're my fan, but they're my friends. Some of them are.
Ah.
Yeah, all listeners. I think fan is a bit crazy. I mean, I know Penang Hokkien. I probably have fans on Penang Hokkien, but not here though.
Mm.
How can they be fans of like my personal life?
Whenever you go back there again for the promotion thing, whatever,
Malaysia. Yeah.
I want to go with you.
Why? Because you feel like I'm a star or something?
No. Because like they listen in my voice as well.
No. Not this though. They did this the other show. This one, I only have very few listeners on this show.
What is the other show?
The other show, I have over 1,000. I have 1,500.
Because you speak
in Hokkien.
Yeah. Oh, can I speak in Japanese then?
Right now?
No, I mean like for the radio, I guess not.
Why not? Then you promote your show in Japan, and when you go back to Japan, you're popular.
Why don't we?
You are so like me. You're going to do like 10,000 things like
me. I know, then you know what? I never can complete. You are completing, but I'm already in the middle.
Not really.
I'm going to learn everything again. Okay, so...
Okay, anyway, say bye again.
Okay, bye-bye. Say bye.
And don't forget to smile. Bye. Okay, no outro. Go suck it.